Because Moses understood you don't drive people, you don't drive sheep. You lead sheep, you lead people. And the reason you follow a shepherd is because you know that shepherd is absolutely committed to personal sacrifice for your well-being. By the way, the Joshua of the New Testament understood that too. In John 10:11, he said, "I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." That's what a leader's got to have, that kind of heart. Howard Hendricks, you've probably heard his name, a well-known professor at Dallas Seminary. And he said years ago at the little church in Dallas where he attended, they needed someone to work with junior high boys. And nobody wanted the job. And finally, one young man said he'd do the job. And Hendricks said he was seemingly the least qualified person, the most inadequate person to possibly handle that job. But no one else would do it, so they put him in there one Sunday and told him to do his best. Well, Hendricks said that guy revolutionized that class. It grew, it burst with open with spiritual energy. And Hendricks was so amazed, he called this young man over to his home one day, says, "Have lunch with me and tell me, what are you doing in that class?" And that young man pulled out a black book. And on each page of that book was a picture of one of those boys. And under each picture was a phrase like, "Has trouble in arithmetic. Comes even though his parents don't bring him. Wants to be a missionary but doesn't think he can." And that young man said to Hendricks, "I pray every day over these boys and I can't wait for Sunday to see what God's doing in their lives." And that's what a shepherd is like.